are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and we are here with Co-op Financial Services' very own Dean Michaels. How are you, Dean?
I'm great. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. It's been like, what, 365 days?
It's been somewhere in that neighborhood.
Did we speak at Think as well? In the desert?
We didn't. I saw you there, okay. But we didn't catch up.
All right, well, no worries. We'll make up for lost time
here. Next thing.
Yeah, we'll make up for lost time here. All right, so how's the show going for you so far?
Show's going great.
Yeah?
Came in yesterday. Mm-hmm. Spent a little time at the Small Credit Union Strategic Planning Roundtable.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, that was really good. Good for me to kind of hear what they're thinking about, how they're thinking about strategy, help inform ours.
Indeed. Yeah. I like the booth in there, by the way. You guys did a good job with your booth this year.
Our team, like Sam Paxson and her team always do a great job.
They hit it out of the park every time. All right, hey, so you guys made a big acquisition a couple of years ago with TMG. And so how or why were they such a good fit for you guys? And how has it benefited both the companies so far?
Yeah, so they were a great fit for us. And I think of it really on two fronts. One is their product's very complementary to ours. So when I think about what Co-op, from a legacy perspective, brings to the table in terms of our shared branching network, our ATM surcharge-free network, those assets, which really TMG didn't have.
Yeah.
TMG, from a technology perspective, their Springboard user interface, so back office user interface for credit processing, debit processing. Mm-hmm. So us being able to kind of marry both of those together definitely puts us in a better position, a stronger organization, opportunity to offer those to customers from both legacy organizations. So it's a great fit from that perspective.
Right.
Also, when I think about it, you know, provided us an opportunity to really build up some more scale. So, you know, they had a development team, we had a development team. They have a finance team, we have a finance team. At the end of the day, unlike some other acquisitions where really focused on, okay, how do I cut cost and eliminate?
Yeah.
People out of that equation for us is an opportunity to kind of build on top of it, develop more, innovate more, everything along those lines.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on growth by acquisition as opposed to organic growth?
Yeah, so I'm going to say organic growth is great, but at the same time, of course, we just acquired TMG, which is a great example of growth by acquisition. So, I mean, when I think about it, there's no real right model. I think if you talk about it myopically, organic growth is great.
Mm-hmm.
Organic growth kind of implies you're doing everything you need. You're building everything you need, you're selling it yourself, and you need no help. So I think everybody right off the bat thinks organic is better than acquisitive. But that might be the case in a vacuum, but at the end of the day, nobody can do everything themselves.
I agree there.
Right? So even if you look at some of the most successful companies in the world, whether it's Facebook or Google or Salesforce.com, they all grow and grew through acquisition. So I think it's about really figuring out where you are in your company's time, where you need help, and most importantly, if you're going to acquire, finding the right partner, the right acquisition. So I don't think there's one model. I think you probably need to do both if you're going to be great.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's all depends on timing as well. So whatever's going to work for you, like right now. So and obviously this acquisition worked really well for you guys because you saw an opportunity and you took it.
Yeah. So last year we saw that bigger players were getting bigger. We saw an opportunity for us to want to just really pour back more into development. Even if I think about my organization, so Chief Strategy Officer for Co-op. And strategy from a co-op perspective in the past was kind of filtered throughout the organization. Everybody kind of wore a strategic hat. Everybody still does. But now as a bigger organization, it gives us the resources to actually carve out people dedicated to thinking long-term and where we're going to go, what we need to do.
Yeah, indeed. So if you guys, this kind of segues into what we were talking about. So if you guys were to consider another acquisition in the future, what do you look for in that type of stuff?
Yeah, and so in a couple of cases, if you look at the TMG models, there's some good learning there. So we would look for a business that complements ours. So we're not looking to go too far afield from what we do today. Something that really kind of fits into our, we say our ecosystem well. So something that's going to enrich the data we have, going to make an existing product that we have even better. So complement is a big deal. Obviously, you look for somebody who brings differentiation, right? A unique asset into play. That's kind of what everybody looks for. Who has something that we're going to be able to sell through and really is differentiated? And then, again, hitting on the TMG point, scale. So for us, part of what really makes us strong, part of our value proposition, is being able to bring scale to credit unions. Mm-hmm. So to the extent an acquisition helps us achieve that, makes us bigger, that's one of, I would say, the three bigger things that we look for. And maybe, you know, maybe underlying all of that is people. So when you're buying an asset, even you say technology, it's usually not about, you know, buying servers or hardware. Right. It's the people.
Right.
So, you know, people is something that we definitely look for as well, mm-hmm. when we're looking at an acquisition.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So equally important to you are strategic partnerships. So one company or institution can't do it all, as you mentioned. So what should a credit union be looking for in a strategic partner of any type, technology or otherwise? What should they be looking for?
Yeah. So, you know, what we look at, what I look at, even before I look at the technology or even I look at the company in terms of what they're delivering, kind of gets back to the people at the company and do you trust them?
Mm-hmm.
So from a credit union perspective, you're going to find a partner. That partner ideally is going to be a long-term partner. You're going to invest a lot in that partner, not necessarily in hard dollars, but in your time.
Yeah,
labor, in a conversion from an existing provider, training your staff, and it's painful to then exit those relationships. So you could judge a partner based on a point in time, what they have, but if you don't trust them to continue to be a good partner, to continue to evolve as you need them to evolve, that's something to be leery of in a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, what I would say is, you know, what I would hit on, and this is absolutely where co-op is going from a strategy perspective, is be open. So APIs, so find a partner that is open, that is accessible via API. So this way you as a credit union can plug them into your other partners, or other partners can plug into them. And integration as well. So it's one thing to be open. So everybody focuses on open. Everybody focuses on, I have APIs and I'm open. Integration, though, is the proof point that there are other partners that have found you valuable enough to say, let me take that API and actually begin to integrate with you.
Yep.
So when you look for a partner, you want to look for somebody who's open and look for somebody who actually has the proof points of integration where that openness has kind of, you know, materialized into something.
You kind of have to be open these days because technology is moving so fast. You got to be really flexible, and that's where that open.
You have to be open.
Yeah.
I think there are definitely legacy providers that are kind of stuck in a closed model.
Yeah.
And I would say, from a credit union perspective, from a co-op perspective, those are not the partners we want to look for.
Yeah. All right. Last question for you. I'll get you off the hot seat here. So, anything stand out for you at GAC this year? We had a couple of good keynote speakers in there, great presentations.
I haven't had a chance to see the keynotes yet. I've spent a ton of time on the trade show floor.
Okay.
So for me, it's just always an opportunity to network, an opportunity to see what everybody else is kind of thinking about, what they're bringing to credit unions, an opportunity for us talking about partnerships to find some potential partners.
Indeed. There's a lot of them out there too. I mean, there's a lot of quality companies out there.
There's a lot out there. There's a lot that are really focused on the credit union space. So a ton of opportunity to kind of bring together the right package and bundle of partners. And a ton of them are here waiting to talk to you.
Lots of opportunity for sure. All right.
Absolutely.
Dean, thank you so much.
Great.
I think we got them all.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Good to see you again.
Thanks, Dean. Good to see you.